Never cared about one, he thought, watching the last few on the fringes of the mass being obliterated. Even the last stragglers had been intent on but one thing, attacking.
Incredible, said a young warrior beside him. He turned to Felix. I had no idea it was like this, he added.
Felix smiled coldly. It isn't like this, he wanted to say. At least it's never been before. And what if it really isn't now?
Hold your fire,
sounded at last. The cannon stopped. The people crowded even more tightly along the wall to see. There was a pause, and then a long, ragged cheer erupted from the ranks. Felix found himself standing next to Dominguez once more. The sergeant hooked a thumb toward the mass of dead.
How about that?
He asked. Felix shrugged.
You really think it's all going to go like this?
Dominguez nodded, understanding.
But there it is, he offered.
Yeah, Felix replied. There it is.
10 minutes later, the second wave appeared over the ridge. The order to fire was delayed until, once more, the runway was covered with their rush. Then the same thing happened. Once more, in moments, it was over. A 5-minute delay occurred before the third wave. It, too, went as before. The ants waited a full 15 minutes before the fourth wave appeared. It did them no good. Again, thousands died. Quickly, easily, distantly. When it was all over, the warriors stood staring at the mass of corpses and pieces of corpses before them. They shook their heads in amazement. How stupid the ants were, they said, to be willing to let so many be wiped out. Felix listened, but heard no one remark on what it meant that the ants were willing to let so many die. To them it was merely stupidity. To Felix it was something else, something alien. While it made the others laugh, it made him... What? He realized after a moment that it frightened him, terrified him, in fact, in a way that nothing before had.
They just don't care,
he mumbled to himself. No one else heard. No one would have paid any attention, he knew, if he had. So ended the third hour of the drop.